This is a HelpNet Security Podcast, the trusted source for information security news.
I'm Chris Drake, founder and CEO of Armor. We are a cloud cybersecurity services company. And wanted to talk today about, you know, the things that I'm seeing in the industry and around public cloud and some of the CIOs and CISOs intelligence levels that's starting to raise around security in the public cloud. So last year we talked about the CISO's frustration about how they continue to spend a lot of money and get breached, and it's you know, no matter how much they spend, they continue to get hacked and spend a lot of money in fines and whatnot. And so now that their organizations are starting to adopt the public cloud environments, their frustrations are exponentially increasing because their teams, their DevOps teams, or their software development teams are not really understanding what the true shared responsibilities are that sits within the public cloud. And truth be told, if you were to go visit the major public cloud providers' websites or talk to their sales staff, they'll stand behind some compliance certifications like PCI or HITRUST or HIPAA or whatnot. And while they do have those certifications, the issue is that they're certified for those environments. And so it kind of come across to a person that doesn't want to dig underneath the covers and understand the true shared responsibility that you're not certified if you adopt those clouds and you don't gain all those security controls and capabilities that those public cloud providers use to get their certification. So what CISOs and CIOs are starting to understand is what is that shared responsibility between the public cloud environments, between themselves. And if you look deep enough inside the websites of the AWS's and the Azure's, or if you just Google AWS shared responsibility model or Azure shared responsibility model, buried inside the site, you'll see a very clear depiction of that shared responsibility, which is what we are communicating with CISOs and CIOs and really opening their eyes. Because what you see, I'll talk about AWS specifically, because they actually are very good in how they discuss it. But AWS says that they provide security of the cloud, and their customer is responsible for security in the cloud. And those are two really important distinctions. So security of the cloud are the things that are the plumbing of the cloud. It's the hypervisor, it's the storage layer, it's the compute layer, it's the network layer, it's things like that on the AWS plumbing side. But once it gets to a customer-specific environment, that's all in the cloud, and that's the customer's responsibility, and that's a lot of layers. Once you Google AWS shared responsibility model, you'll see the blocks in which they have, and you'll see the AWS responsible for about 5 blocks of all that plumbing stuff, and the customer's responsible for about 15 blocks, which includes anything from operating system, network controls, user controls, application management, all those kinds of activities the customer's responsible for. And so now I see a lot of organizations scrambling because they just opened their eyes and learned of this responsibility that they had assumed was an AWS or an Azure responsibility previously. And so that's why Armor exists. That's why we focus around cloud security, so we can ensure customers are secure in the cloud. And so our product offering is really about filling those boxes up and getting that risk off the customer's hands so they can focus on their business. And our product roadmap, we believe that security of the cloud isn't something that should be assumed. And so, yes, you know, I believe in AWS's and Azure's approach, but everybody makes mistakes. And so we're working on some things to ensure that security of the cloud is double-checked, if you will, by the organization. So they can sleep peacefully at night knowing security in the cloud is covered, and security of the cloud is covered by their public cloud provider, but it's monitored, and we ensure that the integrity of that continues to be maintained. So that's the story for this year, is really kind of educating the market around the distinction of the cloud in the cloud and the shared responsibility of the public cloud.
Thank you for listening. For fresh information security news, visit us at www.helpnetsecurity.com.